Now to religious controversy in Israel. One of the core sticking points in peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians is the demand for Palestinian leaders to recognise Israel as a Jewish state. But while 80% of Israelis are Jewish, Israel is a secular nation. Now, in a controversial decision, an Israeli court has upheld the right of a Jewish man to delete all reference to Judaism from his religious record, as Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Yoram Kanyuk is a rare, if not unique, Israeli, not just because he's a famous novelist. He's also a Jew married to a Christian, and he doesn't believe in God. Because Judaism is defined by a mother's religion, his children aren't Jewish, and because his daughter was never christened, his grandchildren aren't even Christian, all of which poses a problem in a country where every Israeli is registered by their religion.
I don't believe in God. I don't want to obey laws that 3,000 years old. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they're getting more and more extremist.
Yoram Kanyuk says he objects to a culture where Orthodox rabbis have so much power over marriage and family life for Israeli Jews, whether or not they believe in God. So he demanded the right to delete the word Jewish from his entry in Israel's population registry. When that was denied, he went to court. And now, in a landmark ruling, a judge in Tel Aviv has granted him the right, as the first Israeli, to change his religious identity from Jewish to no religion.
Politically, Israel is a democracy, but I think that my case now will make a crack and it will open because people are waiting to separate the Jewish religion from the Jewish people.
The legal precedent is groundbreaking because it could open the door to civil marriage, which in Israel is now allowed only between two people who are both listed as non-religious, which is rare. Interfaith marriage is banned until one spouse converts, and even then those of the same religion, whether they're Jewish, Christian or Muslim, must have a religious wedding. So every year, thousands of Israelis instead marry overseas and simply have their marriage recognised under Israeli law. One lawyer now predicts the Kanyuk verdict will open the floodgates to similar cases.
Thousands. I already know because we have so many phone calls, emails. People are asking. They are trying to find a way out. They want to be free to decide what's good for them.
Irit Rosenblum is a lawyer at a non-government organisation, New Family, which campaigns for family rights. She says not only could civil marriage soon become routine in Israel, it may also force amendments to laws, for example, on surrogacy or sperm donation.
Right now what we're doing, for example, in cases of surrogation, and the donors are non-Jews, the surrogate mother and non-Jews. We have to convert the children for Judaism because we defined each person by his religion.
The court verdict so far applies only to Yoram Kanyuk. Anyone else still has to make an individual court order. But he hopes to see the law changed so anyone can follow his precedent. This is Anne Barker in Jerusalem reporting for The World Today.